Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 6:15, August 3rd, 2020. Already into August and in the blink of an eye, it's going to be September 1st. I'm telling you, highs of 96 today, 10% chance for showers. And it's going to be, say, that way between now and Sunday, 10 to 30% chance for showers with highs between 90 and 95. And hopefully 95 is the upper limit on that. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, professor of finance at UNO and CEO of Jefferson Financial Credit Union. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Tommy, how are you this morning? Good morning.
I'm good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, it was hot, but it was relaxing.
Man, was it hot?
Stay out of the heat.
It's hot. tell me about what are we going to be talking about Friday after this week on Wall Street?
This coming Friday? Mm. Well, the Labor Department's going to release the unemployment for July and just kind of moving it ahead here. I think it's going to be, the expected is 11.1%. So, of course, if we beat that number, meaning it's lower, the market will react very favorably to it. And if it's worse than 11.1%, so that's kind of what the analysts are expecting, so to speak.
Talking about unemployment.
See it here. So that's Friday the 7th, August the 7th, it's going to be the unemployment report for July, and it's expected to be 11.1. Yeah, and that's a far cry from where it was, but it's also a far cry from where it needs to be. We don't need to be in double digits. We need to be in low single digits. So, Tommy, there's a lot of work to do. You know, still with the flare-ups, we had a mixed bag of economic numbers last week. The first one that came out last Monday, durable goods, was up better than expected, up 7.3% for the month. That's a large number. And, you know, for our listeners, the durable goods is watched a little bit more closely than more routine items, because it's people have confidence if they're going to buy a new car. They have confidence if they're going to buy what economists would call a durable good, things that are supposed to be around for a while, things are going to last several years. So if we're putting out money for large outlays, especially like cars are tracked separately, that's usually a good sign of consumer confidence, and people are feeling like, well, you know, I can make this move. I can make this fairly large purchase, and I'm not worried about my job. I am going to work. I am continuing work. So that was good news. That was good news to start the week. And then we had a mixed bag, because over the past month, as you know, COVID has come back into our lives. It looks like we were heading completely out of it. And then the numbers started to spike back up. So consumer confidence fell a little bit last week as they were reporting for July. And of course, we had the GDP numbers that were released for the second quarter. That was April, May, June. So it takes them about a month to put the numbers together. GDP was down for the second quarter almost 33%, and they reported that was the largest number ever recorded. So that's such a dismal number as far as GDP, as far as economy of our size. And I stump my students with that a lot of times. It's like, who's got the largest GDP in the world? And sometimes they don't answer the United States. So that's what the education system's there for me to bring them up to speed on it. Mm-hmm. But just for our listeners, you know, we have the largest economy in the world. And when it's down 33% in a quarter, because that's an annualized rate, that's a mouthful of economic data all in one statement.
Did China surpass us for like a month or something like that? Do I remember that?
No, No. They're too far away. They might be at about a paltry 12 trillion, and we're about 18 or 19 trillion, or were. And no, they didn't pass us. That gap is too large for them to have passed us and then come back down. Tommy, they're pushing hard. I was there late December. I was there for a couple of weeks. I was invited to teach a class out there, and it was an interesting experience. Everyone was very nice. This little nothing town, let's say it's like, I don't want to say Kenner is a nothing town. It's like as big as Kenner. If I'm comparing the size of the town to Kenner, and you probably had 3 million people, let's say, in Kenner. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of folks there, but everybody nice, you know, everybody, they were glad to see me and everything, but make no mistake, they are pushing forward with their economy, and they want to be number one, bar none.
All right, Mark, we could take a break. Did you have any, on a side note, did you have any expectation of privacy at all while you were there?
Yes, but I was told that I would be monitored. I was told to my face that I would be monitored. I would be surveilled.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in class, everything was recorded. Everything was photographed. Everything was kept. Absolutely.
How about in your hotel room?
I was told to my face I would be. Hotel room, someone told me, a friend of mine is in naval intelligence, and he said, you might be surveilled in your hotel room, and if you think you could find the surveillance equipment, you'll never find it. It could be too small if it's there at all. Stayed in a very nice hotel. It was inexpensive by our standards, but very nice. It was like a Marriott or something above that. And no, I couldn't tell if I was surveilled there, but once I stepped on campus, for sure.
625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this August 3rd, 2020. Getting the week started as we always do with Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, Professor of Finance at UNO and CEO of Jefferson Financial Credit Union. A text comes in and says, good morning, Tommy. Would you please ask Mark, what is the ballpark interest rate for a 15-year home refinance? And can you go into the institution or do you have to do it online? Thank you.
Tommy, I was recently checking on. It's been over the past week. I want to refinance my house. I bought it 2 years ago. The number started with a 4 at the time. And you don't have to settle for those types of numbers now. And again, while my balance was not talking about myself, but while just for anybody, while your balance is highest, that's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck in a refi. So shopping around for rates, I saw them from 3.5 down to 2.5. And that's a mixture in between 15 and 30. And I know your text came in asking specifically about 15. So I would say that's probably in the high 2s, or it needs to be. I got a veteran's credit on it, so I got a little bit lower than that. I got, I think, a 2.6 for 30 years. And if anybody refinancing, you need to consider that. If you're getting a rate that's in the 2s, towards 2.5, and they're going to lock that in for 30 years, take it. You could always pay more on the mortgage. You can never pay less than the required payment. So that's,
Mark,
what I think I'm going to end up doing, but that's where the rates are.
Have they bottomed out?
Tommy, on the short run, I think they've bottomed out, and I think you'll see a lower rate if we see higher COVID numbers. Let's put it that way.
Because
I think that's where they came back down. They had, quote, bottomed out about a month and a half ago, and then the numbers started rising, and then I started to see more numbers in the 2s. But the so you could see even lower numbers. But I think right now, I mean, if you're playing with a tenth of a percentage point, you don't have to do it today, but I wouldn't procrastinate until early next year. I mean, that might be where the numbers really improve, the COVID numbers, and then the banks are going to start pricing something in because the existing numbers are too low for them to make any money on it. But that's where the rates are. So, again, if we've been saying this for several weeks, if you have any inkling to refinance, call around. I think the text also said, can you do it online? Yes, I did a lot of it online. And then you'll get a loan officer to contact you for some more specifics. They might need, you know, bank statements, and they might need income numbers, you know, tax return, depending on what you're doing. But you could start the process online, again, depending on which lender you're going to. But just shop around. Shop around for a couple of them. Ask them what their rates are. And it's very competitive right now. That's one place in banking that is on fire because of people buying homes. The home sales have been up for part of this year, the COVID part of this year, and the rates have come down, and both go hand in hand. So they've really been busy in the mortgage departments.
Somebody wanted to revisit, and we only have about 60 seconds left here, the durable goods, but then a text pops up, and let me hit this first. We'll talk about durable goods later because that's, you know, that it's not going to go away. But how does paying extra to the principal work? Somebody texted in.
Oh, let's say your required payment is $1,000 and you send in $1,100. So what's going to happen to that extra $100? First, the interest gets satisfied, and then anything after the interest gets put to principal. So if you have added some money to your payment, that extra has nowhere else to go, and that's a good point, nowhere else to go but to reduce the principal. So it saves you money going forward because that money has been paid back to the bank and no interest can accrue on it. So if you did it once in your life, you're not going to notice anything material. But if you did it every month, you start to realize some hefty savings because the mortgage, number one, is so long, and the mortgage interest on a house is basically the cost of the house over 30 years. So depending on what rate it is. But absolutely, I would encourage that for any loan, car loans and everything. You could put an extra $10 to it. That's an interest-free payment for the consumer.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again Friday, you bet, with Managing Your Money with Mark Rosa. Mark Rosa, Professor of Finance at UNO and CEO of Jefferson Financial Credit Union.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.